This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Okay, testicle, 1, 2, testicle, 1, 2, phallic microphone is working, super penis is working, and over here, the weapon of ass destruction is now working. Okay, so I'm ready anytime all of these big weapons are working. Tell me when to begin, and I shall. Is this on? Okay. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Reverend Bookburn's birthday show. And it is after the fact, but it has been packed with fun. A great show of bands and all kinds of stuff, some of which we're not even going to talk about. Here with the perpetually wastoid heads, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist, who I believe are still indulged in their 420 celebrations, even though it's 426. And hopefully they will function and keep the show going tonight. We got a lot of tunes, a lot of stuff to cover since we missed a couple of weeks. And I had said that I was going to make it up to you for not doing the traditional Easter show, Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And since we didn't do that show, we'll start off with an Easter tune. Plus play more goodies. And we're going to play three of the bands at the great show we went to celebrate birthday weekend last Sunday night here in beautiful Philadelphia. We saw Lamb of God, As I Lie Dying, Children of Bodom, Who Are Out of This World, Municipal Waste, and God Forbid. They were all fantastic. Even though the place sucked, it was a great time. And we're going to tell you about it later and play tunes from those tracks and a shitload of other tunes. We will try to get to everything in this allotted time. Let's start off with our traditional celebration of the Easter show that we missed. And yes, you're going to hear your 420 celebration tracks as well coming up. And but right now we're going to play the traditional Easter track from Philadelphia's own Adam Brodsky. This is entitled Jump on a Cross and Die.
The apostles were just adding men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone who's not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Well, one of them said, what about that Jesus fella a few years back? With the right PR, he could still make a pretty big impact. It really ain't important what he did or said. Just like Johnny Bravo, that he bit the threads. But those ad men went home that night, they took off their coats and ties and concocted the greatest story ever told in their lives. Came back to the boardroom and preached the gospel. Luke told about the time that Jesus took him to the hospital. Matthew spoke of a manger, wise men, frankincense, and myrrh. One of them said, hey, let's make Mary just with a surrogate mother. They talked about that time at the temple when he was ranting about his dad upstairs. Slowly they noticed Jesus' name getting into prayers. The apostles were just adding men with marketing savvy. They knew that demographics, they knew it made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify. Where someone is not afraid to dump on a girl to die. Chapter 11, when Constantine in 316 said, what's all this about going to heaven? Later that same afternoon, the Roman Empire struck back with a decree. From here on out, without a doubt, it's Christianity. Christians everywhere felt that they had pulled a coup. They no longer sat out in the Colosseum just to end up lying food. They had finally established a foothold in the Roman Empire. But soon Attila sacked their joint and lit their church on fire. When the smoke cleared, just like I feared, the ages sure were dark. Monks in robes used to sing about him like he was from Asbury Park. Witches, Jews, and heretics were in a terrible position. They didn't check because no one expects a Spanish Inquisition. The apostles were just dead men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify. Where someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Someone is not afraid to jump on a cross and die. Christians for sure. They traded in their crusader hats for paintbrushes by the score. Books were wrote and Steve Gutenberg made copies of the wisdom. Martin Luther had a little dance craze with a hit he called the schism. Now Catholics got that fucker nailed up in effigy. His most humiliating moment for everyone to see. It's so long ago that no one knows if it's truth or if it's lies. Only that the story has become a most successful franchise. Money, power, fame, and every cent of it tax free. It's amazing what folks won't give the dig a little eternity. We've evolved to brag about our thumbs and big brain cases. It's amazing how strong it seems that the need for blind faith is. The apostles were just dead men with marketing savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify. With someone who's not afraid. Jump on a cross and jump on a cross and ah, fuck it, die.
Thank you.
When the truth is found to be.
This is Halliburton Ernie, and it's so good to be here with Reverend Bookburn and the Stonerheads, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craftist here on the Reverend's birthday show once again. A wonderful sacred annual tradition on the show. And so happy that the gang got to see the Lamb of God and Children of Bodom show. It was so fantastic. And all kinds of antics and all of the music and laughs that are in store. And now it gives me great pleasure to bring on a song from my very own Sesame Street CD. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing a song that goes out to that very special someone whom you want to eat. This is entitled, Me Going to Munch You, Munch You, Munch You.
Sweetly on me lips, that why me make them staple of me diet. And to me dig Fig Newton, cowabunga sure as sweeten, when baker baking want me always buy it. Me long to munch you, munch you, munch you, cookie. Me long to crunch you, crunch you, crunch you, cookie. Me going to eat you, eat you, eat you, oh cookie! No one can beat you, beat you, beat you, oh you so sweet. Do me crave coconut? No if, no and, no but. So great, you knock off cookie socks. And how about macaroon? You got style that make me swoon. Me eat by crate or bag or tin or box. Me long to munch you, munch you, munch you, oh cookie. Me long to crunch you, crunch you, crunch you, cookie. Me going to eat you, eat you, eat you, oh, cookie. No one can beat you, beat you, beat you. You're such a treat. Me long to munch you, munch you, munch you. Hear me, cookie. Me long to crunch you, crunch you, crunch you. Whoa, whoa. Me going to eat you, eat you, eat you.
West Memphis, Arkansas. Get ready to go worldwide. Let's get it on.
Themselves.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above.
Laugh it up behind our back. Hello, this is Father Francis Pavone from a group of pedophiles called Priests for Life. And when we're not issuing press statements and making videos on behalf of the fetuses, we like to listen to the Vinnie Spitt CD series entitled Spitt. I'm sitting here with my honey, who is the president of Silent No More. And the reason that her group is called Silent No More is because she makes a lot of noise when she sneaks into my hotel room during morality conferences. And now we're going to play a song from the Spitt CD series. This specific edition of Spitt is entitled America's Sweetheart. And these tracks feature Jello Biafra doing a track, obviously a reference to a close associate of mine. This is entitled Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest.
Oh, darling, you look adorable. I can't believe it's your first day of school. You're growing up so fast. Now be a good boy and do whatever the nice priests tell you to do.
So, William, I hope you enjoyed your first day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
That God is cool. Who prefers to teach at an all-boys school? Who breaks the law but is not liable? Who's the man with the sticky Bible? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who reads to us from the book of Job? Who's the man with the lamp in his robe? Your son, but not your daughter. Who dunks his dick in the holy water? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who's the biggest prick in the congregation? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who knows the words to all the psalms? Who's the priest with the sweaty palms? Who chose the most pious profession? Who probes the boys while in confession? Father Peter, the pedophile priest.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at radio4all.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms for any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal-worshipping, piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush, God speaks through me. That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, who was going to join us and has been sick, so he could not come to the show tonight. But thank you for recording that often introduction that was used endlessly for the last 8.5 years. So the only thing you didn't hear in the intro, of course, was the first set's playlist tonight, which was as follows. 4 tracks from Dirty Rotten Imbeciles Dealing With It CD. You heard Couch Slouch, God Is Broke, Nursing Home Blues, and Reaganomics. Before Dirty Rotten Imbeciles, you heard God Forbid, one of the great bands from last weekend. And this is from a double CD, and that track was called Force Fed, and it was live at the Starland Ballroom. Before God Forbid, you heard Jello Biafra doing Father Peter, the pedophile priest from the Spit series, and specifically the CD America's Sweetheart. Before that, you heard Henry Rollins, Chuck D, and friends doing Rise Above from the Rise Above benefit for the West Memphis 3. And if you have never picked this up, it's recommended. Rise Above, 24 Black Flag songs to benefit the West Memphis 3, who were framed on trumped up murder charges because they were into black metal and all kinds of crazy shit. It was a frame up. But this CD is fantastic and features Henry Rollins, Corey Taylor, Tom Araya, Lemmy, Iggy Pop, Mike Patton, Ice-T, Chuck D, Tim Armstrong, Lars Fredrickson, and many more from Rise Above. Before that, you heard from the Sesame Street Born to Add CD the track entitled Me Going to Munch You, Munch You, Munch You. Before that, Yana Perry did New York Proud. Agent Orange did Somebody to Love and started off with Adam Brodsky doing his infamous Easter track, Jump on a Cross and Die. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Reverend Bookburn's birthday show, and we're on the air next Sunday as well. I think we've taken enough time off this year already. And we're on next week, and the theme will be the knee party. Yes, on April 15th, as an embarrassment to this entire geographic entire continent in this part of the world, a bunch of buffoons manipulated by the biggest propaganda and spin machine since Pravda, otherwise known as Fox Network, had events called the tea parties and declared themselves to be teabaggers, which in and of itself is hilarious. And in addition to them not understanding the sexual term teabaggers until they were nationally acknowledged as being such, like all moralizing hypocrites. Besides the fact that the event was a total dud, besides the fact that the events were a regional, actually hemispheric embarrassment, it also shined a spotlight on the biggest nut jobs in this part of the world, the American jihadists. And there's just way too much comedy material that came out of the teabaggers parties to not do a show about it. So it's going to be a fun show. It's going to be full of laughs, and it's not going to be, you know, dissecting the ideas, because there are none, behind the teabaggers. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, they had, as one of the many colorful speakers, Senator David Diaperman Vitter of D.C. Madam Brothel VIP in a diaper, family values, Christian supremacists, abstinence-only crusading senator. Yes, that's Senator Vitter. And we're going to have a lot of fun with this and some of their other great speakers. That's next Sunday night, which I believe is May 3rd, the knee party. And we already got a lot of great tunes lined up for that. And beyond that, I'm not going to announce it because there's a lot of ideas that are tentative. Let's see, we have some recordings for the birthday. A lot of people are not in town anymore. So what we did was we made some recordings, and we have recordings from Deb and Keith from the band Davey, and they recorded Happy Birthdays. As you know, the Reverend loves, besides spankings, the Reverend also loves for someone to sing Happy Birthday, Mr. President, the way Marilyn Monroe sang it to the late President John Kennedy before both were snuffed, which is a show unto itself. And but Deb from Davey and actually the band itself are also working with us on the upcoming Reverend Bookburn animation project intended for Adult Swim, but we're not sure where it's going to end up. And so we didn't want to do the Happy Birthday, Mr. President, but we do have their Happy Birthday tracks recorded, and we want them to also be usable for the animation, so they do not sing Happy Birthday, Mr. President. But you will get to hear that later, as well as a track from the great band that they're in called Davey. It's spelled D-E-V-I, but it's pronounced Davey. And, of course, we'll hear a track from Marilyn Monroe, a track that is available. Besides the Reverend's birthday, it has also been the birthday since we last broadcasted on April 5th for the Legalize Marijuana and Free the Weed Prisoners show. Since that show, it has been the birthday of Iggy Pop, who is still still alive and surviving and thriving. Happy birthday, Iggy. And tragically, we lost somebody who will be a legend forever. On April 12th, which this year was Easter, and also the anniversary of the death of the late 60s legend Abbie Hoffman. On April 12th of this year, at age 56, we lost Marilyn Chambers. For those who don't know who Marilyn Chambers was, she was a commercially successful actress who became famous as the Ivory Snow Girl in commercials for Ivory Snow and holding up that cute little baby picture. And even amidst success, decided by choice to go into porn. And which is funny because usually it's the other way. People go into porn as a way of trying to get into mainstream films. But she chose to go into porn, was with Chuck Traynor for a number of years. He was the guy falsely accused by professional liar Linda Lovelace as, like, forcing his actresses to make movies. And of course, Marilyn Chambers blew that and all other fantasy stereotypes to oblivion by saying that it was her choice, that she loved working with Chuck, and that it was a lot of fun making her classic, incredible, and legendary and groundbreaking film. In the same year as Deep Throat, her Marilyn's film was called Behind the Green Door. And then she kind of moved back and forth from R films back to X. She did her own series in the 80s and 90s. Marilyn Chambers, Private Fantasies, Volumes 4 and 5, were recalled because they had Tracy Lords in them in those Tracy Lords years. And but remained true to herself, was a beacon of truth, you know, because they wanted her to say all kinds of bullshit things, you know, like, but you were forced to do it, but you were trafficked by one of the 250 billion traffickers, but you had to do it, right? And she said, no, I love it. So anyway, she was very anti-bullshit and a great person, and it was sad to lose her. Marilyn Chambers, age 56, lost on April 12th. All right. Let's see, that's all the births, that's all the deaths. And well, I already told you that May 3rd is the knee party show. May is also a month, in case you're a new book burner, in which we celebrate National Masturbation Month. And we're going to give it a new twist this year. Even though we did Palm and Stroke Sunday, and we frequently do masturbation-friendly radio, this year we thought it's very obvious, and we were just talking about this this past week, since the torture issue has become in the forefront, the debates over whether or not the Obama administration should prosecute the war criminals of the Bush regime for torture, release of the torture memos that were written, and that the details of the torture and the war crimes, as all of this information comes to light, it's very interesting to see the responses of people, the defense of torture by Karl Rove and Dick Liz Cheney, not that we would expect otherwise, but in addition to those two ass wipes, also professional get out of war when I was young, but advocate war now, Chicken Hawk Sean Hannity, who is now saying that he's willing to be waterboarded and tortured, and which we would like to see happen. And we're going to give our own ideas a little later, if time permits, as to how that should happen. But we figure, you know, these people get off on torture, and with the hidden or inaccessible or destroyed CIA torture tapes gone, and with Dick Liz Cheney and Karl Rove even on Twitter and Facebook defending torture, we thought these people really get off on it. So we're going to invite them to participate in National Masturbation Month on this show so that they can masturbate to the lost torture tapes. And details will come up in the near future at reverendbookburn.com. And that should have been updated today, and the work was completed, but there's a technical problem. It is being worked on, so if you see that the most recent update was April 12th, that is not the brand new one, of course. The new one was finished today, and when that gets up, there'll be some information about this. I'm getting talked out. And it's been a wild couple of weeks, and we missed many holidays together. Last year, I believe we got to broadcast on 420, which was fun. And we celebrated that as well as the Lamb of God and Children of Bodom concert and everything else that we did. What we will admit to, what we won't. So we want to say happy Earth Day and happy 420 to everybody. Here is your 420 song of the night from the CD compilation Marijuana's Greatest Hits Revisited. This is Freedom of Expression doing I Got Stoned and I Missed It.
Twist myself a taste of something nice and smooth and mellow to while away the day. When my friend yells through the trance and find your coat and grab your hat, son, there's some fool down your main street giving dollar bills away. But I laid around, I stayed around, I waited around and played around, and then
convinced that local virgin to come up to my apartment and fool around a bit. In the morning, as she holds me snuggled up so close and cozy, when she asked me how I liked it, how it hurt me to admit, I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned.
Okay, I know I've been playing this song every show, but we're totally excited about it, even though we work our jobs a lot and have limited time, plus we waste a lot of that, especially this month, and in mindless self-indulgence and fun and pleasure and bands and whatnot. We are totally pumped for the forthcoming animation project, and we're going to play the theme song, followed by one of the most hard-on-inducing tracks ever, the Reverend's friend, erotic writer, and spoken word artist, Audrey Michelle, with her collaborator, Lyrical Militant, their track entitled Follow My Lead. But first, the animation track, theme song.
1, 2, 3, 4! Who was the bloke in the Sarge white car?
Wanna get dirty with me? Come here. Follow my lead.
Miss Audrey Michelle.
Blinding. Utopia.
right. Show me what you want tonight. Up, down, side to side. You know that I hit it right. Front, back, left, right. Show me what you want tonight. Up, down, side to side. You know that I hit it right.
Body heightened. Mind enlightened. Future now brightened. Kegels hold tightened. Testosterone and rage. Peak reaching stage. Orgasm my wage. Pay for my act. Follow my lead. My body reacts. Epileptic attack. Vibrating rat. Screaming. No holding back. Unrestricted. The best uncontradicted. Corner star depicted. What? Deepest of pleasures inflicted. Surgeon General warned.
What'd he say?
My sex addictive.
Baby, show me what to do. You got what I need, I'ma follow your lead, baby. Show me the truth. Just let me slide on through. Baby, show me what to do. You got what I need, I'ma follow your lead, baby. Show me the truth. Front, back, left, right. Show me what you want tonight. Up, down, side to side. You know that I hit it right. Front, back, left, right. Show me what you want tonight. Up, down, side to side. You know that I hit it right. Just let me slide on through. What to do? Show me the truth. Just let me slide on through. Just let me slide on through. What to do? Just let me slide on through. Baby, show me the truth. You got what I need. I'ma follow your lead, baby. Show me what to do.
down, acting like we're the tough guys, treating symptoms but none of the causes, manufacturing many more murders. I'm not over the hill, you're ignorant. 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 You're ignorant. I'm not over the hill, you're ignorant. You're ignorant.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It isn't easy to be ridiculed by the people who are pretty much all people except those who are my friends at the Teabagger Party. But I wanted you to know that we don't really get off on torture per se. We just did what we thought would make us laugh during long and boring meetings, and really, you don't know what those meetings were like. So we just needed to spice them up with some good pictures and stuff to make us laugh. So enjoy the knee party show next Sunday night, and remember that we did the torture with your tax dollars and in your name. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. And now I'm going to introduce a song by Municipal Waste that I can really relate to, entitled Radioactive Force.
You're the soul disarmed since the core. Except the hand that we're done a mercy with the villain. Thought of weeds when I see you now. Strength right on God. You don't do it, but you're when you're dead. Your ass is dead. We should have been on your course. Not the sun, it's the remorse. Radioactive force. No research good to a radioactive force. We mourn till everything is scorched. Tired of the things you've done. Dumb as other fleets of blood. Seize the rest with the blood. Fuel fire, dust and dirt. You haven't even seen it work. Never church.
you heard two tracks from Municipal Waste, Septic Detonation, and Radioactive Force. Before Municipal Waste, you heard Motorhead doing Orgasmatron. Marilyn Monroe did I Want to Be Loved by You. Report Suspicious Activity did Under the Hill. Goldfinger did Fuck Ted Nugent. Audrey Michelle and Lyrical Militant did Follow My Lead. Before that, the Mr. Scott created Reverend Bookburn animation theme and started off with Freedom of Expression doing I Got Stoned and I Missed It. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Reverend Bookburn's birthday show, and there is just way too much shit to talk about, so we're cutting out a lot. And because we have a third set, and we not only have Asshole of the Week, but we have accumulated several runner-ups, so we want to get to that. Let's see, so a few quick things. There is a drink on the market in which the profits go, shocking as this may be, to total assholes. And when I say total assholes, I mean not just the usual total assholes who are usually the profiteers behind most things, but extra special total assholes. A drink called Rockstar Energy Drink benefits a guy who tries very hard, he and his asshole son try very hard to be bigger assholes than Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, and that whole cesspool. But I would say his efforts are marginally successful. I'm, of course, talking about Michael Savage and his wingnut son. And so the guy behind the Savage hate radio station and far right wing, Bush loving, war loving radio station is the owner of Rockstar Energy Drinks. So you might want to think about that before buying even one can of it. Hopefully it's on its way to bankruptcy. Okay, what else do we got? In the news, speaking of people who are on the Taliban side, besides Mr. Savage, William Donahue is in the news again. Yes, that mad, angry defender of pedophiles, the director of the Catholic League, and his target again is film director Ron Howard. Yes, that Ron Howard. The Ron Howard from Happy Days. It takes a special asshole to make as a target of hatred and venom, not the cool band, but real venom, to be directed at Ron Howard. But William Donahue, who defends pedophile priests and the cardinals who cover it up, has decided that Ron Howard is evil, not just because he did the Da Vinci Code, which we dealt with at length a year or so ago when, for the show, The Reverend Cracks the Da Vinci Code. But now Ron Howard has a new film entitled Angels and Demons that's about to be released, and William Donahue doesn't like it. The only fictional tales that should be on the market, in the mind of William Donahue, are the fictional tales that he approves of, which means the fictional book called The Bible, which means the fictional tracks from the Vatican throughout its history, which means the fictional reports and cover-ups of the thousands of perpetrators of child sexual abuse in the priesthood, and, of course, the fiction that comes out of his office via press releases with his loud and intending to be intimidating manner. Of course, he's just a laughable fucking joke. But nonetheless, we need to remind the world, just in case there are some people who do need a reminder, that he is in fact a laughable fucking joke, and that nobody should be deterred from any film, from any book, from any CD that is on the hate list of a loud Rush wannabe red-faced blowhard like William Donahue, defender of pedophile priests. What else is in the news? Oh, we already talked about Sean Hannity. Yes, he volunteered to be waterboarded and tortured to make a point that there wasn't really torture. Well, Sean, we don't want somebody who likes you, who is possibly from the armed forces or a friend of yours, to be snickering while doing it. This plan of yours needs to be implemented by a true CIA psychopath, a professional torturer, the best that U.S. taxpayer dollars can pay for and does pay for and always has. You need one of the people from the Abu Ghraib prison to actually implement this. And I'm totally with Keith Olbermann on this. In fact, we should up the stakes and pledge money for how long this plan is implemented, and you really shouldn't have a say in it. And since you consider it nothing and no big deal anyway, this should be very agreeable to you. Unlimited time. Money is raised for some non-political charity, maybe disaster relief or something, and you get waterboarded and other tortures by a true, sincere, experienced CIA psychopath to implement the plan. And we're going to cover this more when you guys are invited to the show. Hopefully you'll show up so that you can participate in the celebrations of May, National Masturbation Month, with your sick torture fantasies, as a contrast to healthy sexuality and open sexuality that doesn't lead to people becoming twisted and deranged. All right, anything else in the news? You guys are really fucking toast over there. I'm not even asking them any more questions. All right. It doesn't help that it's like five sheets of paper. Let's see. Oh, somebody got busted. Who's busted? A pot bust. A pot bust of Jamie Waylett, who plays Vincent Crabbe in the Harry Potter films, all five of them. 8 bags of weed and a garden. So if you need grow tips, ask this guy. Hopefully he'll not get it too bad. He probably will get it later than our friend Mr. Z and all of the other weed prisoners who go through mandatory minimums and all that kind of shit because of his fame and celebrity status. And that's okay. The more people who get lighter treatment, amidst this insane war on drugs and war on weed policies, the better. It's time for all of that shit to change, like we covered in the last show. And it is time for voices to be louder than ever. It's time to legalize, and it's time to free the prisoners of weed. So good luck, Jamie. And yeah, you will have to give us your gardening tips for that. Let's see. In the third set, we're going to have Children of Bodom. The song the Rolling Stones did before the first Gulf War, because we're still playing leftovers from the three-part series, The Trial of George W. Bush, and that is good, relevant history, and it's a kick-ass song, and it doesn't get any airplay, that they recorded during the Steel Wheels tour. And just before Daddy Bush's Operation Desert Slaughter of civilians, and that's coming up, as well as something brand new from All or Nothing HC, the Reverend's friends in Los Angeles, who actually hosted The Reverend Is In during its first year. This new CD is just hardcore at its best, and I cannot believe the fucking vocals on the track that is coming up. And let's see, you've been hearing Municipal Waste in the background. We're going to start off with the birthday tracks. Before we hear a track from the band Davey, which is D-E-V-I, we're going to hear Deb and Keith doing their birthday contributions. And again, they're not going to say Mr. President in case somebody trademarked it or it's copywritten. So this is them singing happy birthday both for this show and for the animation project. The first episode, by the way, of the animation project is replicating one of the birthday shows. So here's, I think Deb is first and then Keith from Davey.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Reverend. Happy birthday to you.
That was pretty silly. All right, I'll do one more.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Reverend Bookburn. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
While digesting Reader's Digest in the back of the dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on the window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit. I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car, and what on wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Shields are filled with flags I couldn't see, so I ran the car upside a curb right into a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gates said, but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
Send them. This is Dr. Greed. And when I'm not laughing at patients with Medicaid and throwing crap all over my yard and lawn, or yucking it up with my administrator in drag, Igor, and when I'm not making jokes with my staff about urban patients, I like to listen to my favorite band here at VoltaRadio.com. This is a lovely track called Silent Night, Bodom Night. Here is Children of Bodom.
Laura Horn saying, I hope you all have a fine Thanksgiving and that your bird is stuffed well. Did you notice, even though my dear President Bush threw Rummy off the ship, that he told him, don't float away too far, Rummy. I still have a Presidential Medal of Freedom to pin on you. Yes, sir. I'm starting to get suspicious about every time he opens his mouth and says, "You're doing a fine job," that it's like the mafia kiss of death. Not long after he utters those words, baby, you're gone. So let's get back to the fun stuff. Tomcat getting married in Italy. That's important news, isn't it? But besides that, let's just remember, if Jeffrey Dahmer had been a Republican, I'd have had to tell him to stop having dinner with young boys. We lost everything. Get to all this.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And there are many. With all these runner-ups. Sunday, April 26, 2009, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and Radio for All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, where the show is archived after it is broadcasted live. We have some runner-ups before our special recipient. Runner-up number one is the mayor of Sacramento, California, Kevin Johnson. Kevin Johnson has forcibly evicted Tent City, which contained between 150 and 200 people who were already homeless to begin with after our nation's massive foreclosures that have been striking, especially in the last few years. So the already newly homeless were again evicted with no alternative plans provided by the new evictors. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson, lowest form of life, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to our next runner-up, who is Wayne Anthony Ross, who is the new Attorney General in Alaska under hunting fascist Sarah Palin, who has become a defender of a KKK statue, racism, homophobia, and those oil spilling guys from Exxon Mobil. Yes, defender even of that. Hey, where's the fart sounds?
The ruling came out of the
nation. We need fart sounds for Asshole of the Week. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
One of those, man.
the defender of the KKK statue in Alaska, racism, homophobia, and even the Exxon environment destroyers, Wayne Anthony Ross, Palin's new attorney general, runner-up to asshole of the week. Another runner-up to asshole of the week, the Domino's Pizza Company, besides giving money to anti-abortion terrorists, besides being far-right wing nuts at the top of that company who do not deserve a penny, now they are trying to cover up the fact after YouTube viral video coverage of their employees who have spit in food products and put mucus and worse, whatever worse means, in the foods that go through Domino's at their franchise. Domino's Pizza, also runners up to asshole of the week. And we have another runner up who is Brazilian Archbishop, who recently involved himself in the family matter of a 9-year-old who was pregnant with twins after being raped by her stepfather. The 9-year-old was excommunicated from the Catholic Church of Pedophilia, but not the rapist stepfather, because she aborted the fetuses. So the sack of shit who is currently the Archbishop of Brazil is also a runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And another runner-up. Maryland State Senator Andrew Harris and Senator Janet Greenip for attempting to ban at the University of Maryland the public screening of the porn film Pirates 2, Stagnetti's Revenge, which is, of course, a goof on Pirates of the Caribbean. Censored Taliban wannabes and probably people with their own deep, dark secret, like most of these assholes are. You are runner-ups to Asshole of the Week. We lost the fart sounds again. After change.
Oh, shit, man! Without a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. Taliban wannabes, censors, and people with their own deep, dark secrets, I'm sure. Maryland State Senator Andrew Harris and Senator Janet Greenip are runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to that special recipient who can outshine even the previously presented runners-up to Asshole of the Week. Asshole of the Week is the Philadelphia District of the Army Corps of Engineers, who have fought and lied to get a $350 million dredging project, meaning deepening the Delaware River 40 to 45 feet, releasing multiple toxins, affecting drinking water as well as aquatic life. The hose, and we mean no disrespect to real hoes, and apologize for the degrading comparison. The hoes in the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection are, of course, approving this as eagerly as they approve trash incinerators and other deadly environmental destroying plans from big industry from whence they came. the only hero in the story is Maya K. Van Rossum from Delaware River Keepers, who was filing a suit against it. So, Philadelphia District of Army Corps of Engineers, you are assholes of the week. Okay. Definitely heard enough of the fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, Children of Bodom, did Silent Night, Bodom Night. And I just have to say that their set the other night, last Sunday night, was just out of this world. So if you didn't think that was their best track, or if you didn't think that was a good way to beat a new band, don't let that track represent them. They're diversified, incredible, and accomplished musicians. That track is from their 2008 release, Hate Breeders. Before Children of Bodom, the Rolling Stones did High Wire. John Prine did Your Flag Decal Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore. All or Nothing HC did Countdown to Extinction from their brand new California Bleeding CD. Davey did Demon in the Sack. And we started off with two members of the three-piece band, Davey, Deb and Keith, singing Happy Birthday, Reverend Bookburn. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme has been Reverend Bookburn's birthday show. For updates, go to ReverendBookburn.com, which is temporarily hitting a glitch, but you should see an April 26th update as soon as that glitch is fixed, and updates to forthcoming shows as well. The show should be archived up to a week from now at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. Check out the YouTube channel at youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. Email revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Next Sunday night, May 3rd, the Knee Party, in which we have tremendous laughs over what has to be the biggest joke of the year, the tea parties. Those poor, sad tea baggers. And we already got a good soundtrack about a third of the way done, and it's going to be a special show. Don't miss it. Thank you to Mr. Scott. Hopefully you feel better. And thanks to these two still 420 celebrating co-producers. Thanks to co-producer and archivist Pastor Rex Cat in Canada. And, of course, to all the folks at VoltaRadio.com. We're going to play a closing track, and then what happens is in net streaming radio, you got to stay on all the time to keep the stream up. So what I'm going to try to do is get one of the old shows to be lined up next so that you can hear a show from March, probably one of the Bush trial shows, and give you more from this Nightmare of William Donahue show. Don't forget to see Angels and Demons, if for no other reasons, just to piss off William Donahue, and to see, of course, more recycled mythology and fiction, which the Bible and Quran is, of course. Let's play one closing track and then get out of here. A live version of Sham 69's What Have We Got? Thank you for all of the birthday wishes and presents and great shit. Good night.
Absolutely. And maybe you guys will give up your number instead of Steve.
Turn in next week for Aaron's phone number.
Yeah, really.
He's a cute redhead standing about 5'10", 5'11". Strong hands. Athletic build.
And you have, if you have a IM instant messenger,
what the bothered birthday boy said.
Bye.
The bothered birthday boy said.
Bye.